And the priest would bless the boat before they go out for their first catch. And, you know, things like that. That was a big thing, the blessing of the fleet. Man, that was, we still have that today. We have that in the month of August. Blessing of the fleet is a big thing. I mean, you got a prayer comes down, he blesses it for 3 days.
Yeah.
It's a big.
Okay. I was going to ask you about the, well, when you did have a gun, well, a gun, they would fire blank, if they didn't fire real shells, they'd fire blanks.
They were what they call them. They had the black powder gun, right there, ramrod, that little deal in that. That was way before me, when yeah. I came in, they had gun, because I had a little 410, single shot 410. And that's what we, everybody had their gun. Because you earned a little, you know, you got your food, but, you know, getting game is plentiful over there. They're like, listen, they got things we call a heron. I'm sure you've seen them, egrets, they call them. Some of them are white, some of them are dark. Well, they had a, today if you kill one of those big black herons, they hang you, because it's a protected species. And those type of heron used to come in at night, and they always roost in a tree, right back here. Then the old timers would go out there and walk through them trees and see where that heron would roost at night. You know, you could see on the ground, you know, but the spoil. Well, that night they would go sit under that tree and wait. Kill your heron. You had a meal for 2 days. The heron's a big bird.
You could eat that? Would I get it?
Oh, definitely. Anything was good to eat. Anything, that man. Look, that was a delicacy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, to tell you that was a delicacy. And they make a, what they call a fricassee with that.
Yeah.
Think that was potato and onion gravy and all that. And then you had a big meal and then on ducks. You go dog hunt. But then in those days, you could go right in the back of the house and just, they had a lot of, well, all those buildings, all that, like an Exxon now, they used to be all water holes, potholes, we used to call it. Where ducks would come to roost at night, you go. But the old timers would kill what they need to eat. They wouldn't go out there and slaughter the duck. If they need, they figure, well, we'll kill 5 or 6 ducks. We've got meal for a couple of days. One day you eat it roasted, the next day you eat it in a fricassee, and the next day you eat it in a stew or some kind of way.
Yeah.
But they kill what they need to eat. That's
well,
how it
meat right. That was fried and fat, didn't it taste real good?
Tastes better than frying cooking oil. I still love to fry fish. If I fry fish today, I'll go to the store and I'll get lard. Get me 2-3 pounds of lard, fat. And come on then, let that fried fish in there, ain't nothing like.
You don't think it doesn't taste?
Oh, it tastes 10 times better than Crisco cooking oil. That's supposed to be the best.
Yeah.
Or Missouri. Fried and fat fish tastes the best. To me. Some people maybe don't, but I love it.
Yeah.
I got a frying pan that's about 24 inches in diameter. Like a friend of mine bought it the other day because they go on picnics, you know. You can fry 10 pounds of fish in one lick. And you can put 40 slices of fish in it one time, and that's it. It's a big fish fry. He's using it now, they go on picnic. They go out and fish and well about to be catching fish and fry it right there on the spot.
Yeah. But you know, most people would claim that when you fry fish and fat it tastes what? They say it tastes too
good. I don't know, if of course the fat might have been there for a few months, a little rancid, you know, so that
yeah.
Might have got that
or grease.
Grease, well it is a little bit more grease than it is there. With regular oil, because you know, oil is distilled and this is out of it, you know, that's out of it.
And yeah.
That everything's in it. Yeah, like definitely wrong with you.
Did you ever see that they would burn coal in the school or anything
yeah.
like that?
Oh yeah, they would burn charcoal in school.
Okay, what would they have to carry the coal?
They had a bucket. It was shaped kind of like a funnel. But it would come to a point at the end,
mm-hmm.
kind of like, you know, it would be made. And come to a point where you'd pour it, it would come out of that point all the time. That's what you had to carry it.
Yeah. Okay. And that was a coal bucket or?
That's what it was. All we used for.
Yeah. Now, what sort of games did you play when you were a kid? Tell me about all the games that y'all were playing.
We had a game, the biggest game we played. You go like in the yard.
Let me put another tape on.